Erev and Daf Yud. First email comes from Shui Davis from Chicago. Says, thank you for getting me through another Masechta with 8 minute daf and the regular share. Keep doing what you're doing. You should continue to grow in spreading Torah, in parentheses, not in weight. Thank you, Shui. Second email, Sonny Halawani from Brooklyn Party Rental. He says, yeah, Ashgacha Pratis, give him the chills. But I want to say thank you to Sonny for providing everything needed for the Seam and Flatbush, for Barbuck Flatbush, the tables, the chairs, the tents, and everything. Thank you. Erev and Daf Yud, continuing with the sugi that we had yesterday, you have a small chatzar that's only 10 amas wide that goes into a larger, wider chatzar that's 11 amas wide. Only one amma wider than the small chatzar. The halacha is, you cannot carry in the small chatzar, you could carry in the large chatzar. Gemara says, from here we see that when you have a lechi that's not visible from where you're standing, if you're in the small chatzar, you don't see the lechi. But in the larger chatzar, you do see the lechi. It doesn't work for the small chatzar. Now, we could say, like we said yesterday, that it's talking about a case where the walls continue, and it's four tefachim from one side, two tefachim from the other side. It doesn't fit well into the words. It makes a lot more sense to say, since we're dealing with a one amma larger chatzar, one amma equals six tefachim. So you could say, this goes according to Rebbe that says, you need to have two lechis in order to be matur a chatzar. And according to Rebbe Yossi that says that each lechi must be three tefachim. And that fits in beautifully. Six tefachim divided by two is three each. We know Rav Yosef, as he got older, he lost his memory, he got sick and he lost his memory, and Abaye tried to remind him that he himself said in the name of Rav Huna that if you have a lechi that's almost four amas, not quite four amas, you could use that lechi. However, you could only use it up until the beginning of the lechi, where the lechi starts, but not in the width of the lechi. And the Gemara says from here you see three major halachas. First of all, you see this idea that we were questioning. Can you use the area of the lechi itself? Over here you see you cannot. Second of all, you see that a mavoi consists of a four amma area. That's why this lechi, once it reaches four ammas, it's already considered another mavoi. And finally, this halacha of nirei b'chutz v'shav b'fnim, you could see the lechi. It's visible from outside of the mavoi. But when you're inside the mavoi, it's a continuation of the wall. It's not noticeable. Nevertheless, it's considered a lechi. La halacha. Nirei b'chutz v'shav b'fnim is considered a lechi, because the braisa that Reb Chiya brought says so. And we pass it like Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is the master of the braisas, and the halacha is like that. We learned in the Mishnah two halachas. If you have a mavoi that's above 20 amas and you put a kair on top, Tanakhama says, you might. Reb Yudah says, you don't have to. You don't have to bring it down. Then the second halacha is, what if the mavoi, the entrance of the mavoi, is wider than 10 amas? What do you do? Tanakhama says, you have to make it narrower. What about Reb Yudah? No mention. The braisa, though, brings Reb Yudah and says, you don't have to be concerned. But up until what size? 1,000 ammas? No. 13 1/3 amma. Why? Because there's a halacha called pasibi rois. When Klai Yisrael brought up their animals for Aliyah LeRegel, they needed to give their animals water. A lot of times, these pits were in Rishus Rabbim. So they made a halacha. You can make L-shaped brackets that are amma by an amma, and they can be distant from each other, 13.3 ammas, according to review, according to a mayor, 10 amma. So if so, a mavoi, which needs to be more wall than open, certainly you should be able to get away with 13 1/3 amma. So one way to look at it is that at the end of the day, a mavi needs to be oime merubal parutz. Another way to look at it is the opposite. Since a mavi needs to be standing more than open, so maybe you could get away with more than 13 amma. It's only pasi b'rois, which is wide open. It's one amma, and you have 13 amma gap. Over there, they limited it to 13. But a mavoi, which you could go, you have to have walls that are standing that are larger than the open gap. Perhaps you could go even more. Or, pasi b'rois is a huge kula that Chachamim sent in order that Klal Yisrael should be able to give their animals water. So we made another kula. Maybe mavoi, there's no kula, and it has to be less than 13 amma. So what's the raya from pasi b'rois? And the Gemara just remains like that in a suffix. If you have a mavoi that's larger than 10 amas, we said the opening is possible. What if you have a mavoi that's 20 amas wide? Let me try to come up with a trick. He says, put a broom in the middle, and that will create two mavois that are less than 10 amas. Says the Gemara, no. The ear on both sides is going to swallow up halachically. It's going to be mevatel that broom. What could you do? You make a wall, you build a wall that's 4 amas long with the length of the mavoi, and that divides the mavoi into two sections of 10 each, and that's okay. Or Rabbi Yudah says what you could do is, you take a wall, you build a wall that's 3 amas wide, but it doesn't have to be touching the mavi. It could be away from the wall 2 amas, a total of 5 amas. Now your mavi is okay. But the Gemara analyzes this. Perhaps I could take Rav Yehuda's 3 ama wall and break it up either into 1 ama sections, 1.5 ama sections. For instance, I take that 3 ama wall, break it into two. I take 1.5 ama, put it up against the wall. I distance it 2 amas, and then I have another strip of 1.5 ama. Together, 5 amas. Why did Rav Yehuda say that has to be an ugly piece that's 3 ama wide? This is also good. Now if you say, there's Manama that says, perhaps you take the two pieces that are in existence, the 1.5 plus 1.5 equals 3, that should be mevatel the 2 ama gap, but no. Says the Gemara, this is a problem. Why? Because let's look at the outer piece. The outer piece is only 1.5 ama. On his right side, he has a 2 ama gap of ear, and on his left side, he has a 10 ama gap. So that's a problem. That is going to swallow up that piece. Or, the Gemara says, why don't they say, you take the 3 ama wall, break it up into 3 pieces, and make them 3 strips of 1 ama, and you have 1 ama wall, ear gap of 1 ama, 1 ama wall, ear gap of 1 ama, 1 ama wall, together 5 amas. Now, there's a machlekes later on in the Masechta, if exactly ear and standing wall, what's mevatel what? So let's say that oimei kaparis is usur. But there's another problem here. Once again, you have the ear on both sides of that last strip that's going to be mevatel it. What you could do, says the Gemara, is take a strip that's a 1.5 ama and put that after there's a gap between him and the wall of 1 ama. Again, you have a gap of 1 ama ear, and then finally a strip that's 1.5 ama wall. That will work because there's no ear that's going to swallow up your 1.5 ama wall. So why did Rav Yehuda say it's one piece of three? Because he didn't want to be matriach you to make 2 walls. Now, how could this work? People might go through it, and if they go through the open 2 ama gap, they're going to ruin this mechitza. Mechitza is an invisible wall, and if people use it, it can't be an invisible wall. So the Gemara Chazaka, people use the larger opening, not the smaller opening. The fact you said in the beginning of the Sefer, that there's a small gap by the Kaira that does pass over, Dimi says, that's because it's a shortcut. It's on the side. But this is not a shortcut, so people don't really use it. There is a halach about a portable toilet seat that's only tevach wide, and Rav Dimi says it works two finger breaths, leather, and Ravin says it's 1.5 of leather, 1 opening, 1.5 leather. Either you could say they argue on each other, or you could say they don't argue. If they don't argue on each other, because they're using different fingers, 2, 2, 2 would be using pinkies. 1.5, 1, 1.5 is using a 1.5. It's the same exact shear. Or they do argue with each other that when you have a strip like similar to a wall, strip of leather, ear, strip of leather, according to Rav Dimi, it has to be at least like the opening gap. According to Ravin, it has to be more than the opening gap. Have a wonderful day.